You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Happy New Year.
Go Blue.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Mike Corum with an outstanding run. Touchdown, Wolverines.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Low snap, quarterback run up the middle.
Yeah!
He's not going to make it.
Yeah!
Everything that we went through this entire year, it made us unbreakable.
Today's guests, Pro Football Hall of Famer Charles Woodson, plus latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Ah, yes. Yes, indeed. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, live on the Roku channel once again, back here on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate network, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. News on our podcast network coming up. Don't miss that. Please stay tuned for more content from our factory that's coming your way. 844-204-RICH number to dial. Speaking of that, Susie Schuster and Amy Trask will be coming your way into your ear gate for their terrific pod, What the Football. Their guest is Charles Davis, the awesome and terrific Charles Davis.
Nicest guy in the world.
Charles Davis called the Baltimore Ravens' destruction of the Miami Dolphins. They followed up tearing the 49ers to pieces by filleting the Dolphins. I didn't say fish because, again,
Dolphin's a mammal.
Dolphin is a mammal.
Right.
We need to be accurate in every way, shape, or form, okay?
Yep.
So when everybody says they fried the fish, no, they didn't. Mm. It's a mammal. At any rate.
You can't fry a mammal?
I mean, it's not
recommended.
Frowned upon.
But that's what the Ravens did. Best team in football, the Baltimore Ravens. They have taken that mantle from the San Francisco 49ers. They snatched it. Christmas night, like the Grinch. They went into San Francisco's Whoville and said, what, where, and whenville? That's what they did.
Who used to snatch Crabtree's chain? Akeem
Tlaib. Oh, Akeem Tlaib. Yeah, they snatched it like Akeem Tlaib snatched Crabtree's chain.
Like Debo snatched Red's grandmama's chain.
Yeah.
My grandmama gave me that chain.
And what did they do following up a Miami Dolphins team that comes off the Dallas Cowboys win at home? They beat them up. They beat them up. Honestly, we're talking about Tua's shoulder right now. Tyreek Hill was limping around. There was no Waddle and no Mostert. I'm sure Dolphins fans will hang their hats on that. But the Ravens didn't have one of my boys, one of my sons. Kyle Hamilton, he was out. And they were all over the Dolphins.
Oh, man.
All over them and kept on like Hans Gruber hit it again. It's another great Christmas story, right, Chris?
Christmas movie.
I'll tell you what, man.
You know, ever since I predicted Lamar to be MVP in midseason on the show here.
He's that. It's over. It's over. I don't think he's going to play this week.
It's very over.
I don't think he's playing this weekend. I don't think he's playing Saturday.
Let me ask you real quick, because me and my Uncle Buck were talking about this. Do you play him at least a few series just because they're going to have
no.
a full week off?
You're not going to see McCaffrey either. You're not going to see, no.
McCaffrey's already ruled out.
I know.
Okay. Already not playing.
I don't think you play him.
Not even
Why
a series.
Just what's the point?
Because he's going to be out a full week after that.
I don't know.
Who cares?
Certainly, I'm just asking.
Certainly the way that we saw Tyler Huntley throw against the Dolphins.
Oh, throwing in the
Let me just say this. Any Dolphin fan that is just like, hey, what are you doing still trying to score when the game's over? You won 70-20 earlier this year.
Yeah, you can't say nothing.
And Mike McDaniel is just so happy and so likable that
he gets a pass for everything.
Honestly, and it's just like, well, what are we supposed to do? Like the game, there's still more time left on the clock. What are we just supposed to start taking knees? Of course you're not. You're going to keep playing football. Certainly when you might need Tyler Huntley in the playoffs, like say last year.
Last year, yeah.
Honestly, like, you're a head coach of a National Football League team. You're not, this is not, you're not, you're not asking for a, what, a, is it a 401c to try and, it's not charitable contributions.
No, no, look at you. I mean, okay, tax season's coming soon.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, sure, you're not like, hey, can we get a receipt for that? Kneel down. Can we get a receipt for those four running plays we just called in a row to punt the ball back to you?
Yeah.
Get out of here with that. You won 70-20 earlier this year. So the Ravens are the number one team in football. They're the number one team in the AFC. And we talked about it on the Overreaction Monday podcast, Chris Brockman. And TJ, you're flying back. I don't know if you've heard that one yet.
Get it wherever you get your podcast.
Yes.
Or on YouTube, Rich.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you're looking at four teams have already clinched the playoffs. Ravens, Dolphins, Chiefs, and yes, Cleveland Browns. We were discussing which is the team that can beat Baltimore in Cleveland. Which team does Baltimore not want to see in divisional playoff weekend? And right now, if the season ended today, as they say, Bills and Dolphins, the Bills would be playing the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh.
In the Super Wild Card weekend.
Super.
Except for the fact the season doesn't end today. Sunday night, last game, 272, is Bills at Dolphins.
Oh, baby. Great finish. Oh, man. Come on.
And let's just say the Bills keep on winning the way that they keep on winning. They'd be the two seed. The Ravens wouldn't see the Bills on divisional playoff weekend. The team that they might see on divisional playoff weekend more than anybody else or the Cleveland Browns. And let me just say this. If you think Matthew Stafford going to Detroit on Super Wild Card weekend is the juiciest playoff matchup that could possibly be out there, I think you need to rethink what you think steak looks like. Mm-hmm. Because the Browns going into Baltimore alone, just to the, you know, history. If they walk into Baltimore with Joe Flacco as their quarterback, playing the way that Joe Flacco is playing right now, I don't think you can make this thing up. Because Joe Flacco is the story nobody saw coming and is the story of the NFL season, maybe top five of the entire NFL season right now. The way that he is playing, the way that he is cooking, the way Kevin Stefanski's offense is like built for this guy, the way that the play action can work with the running game working the way that it is, the way that David Njoku has suddenly become a major problem at tight end.
As he should have always
been. In a way that he always should have been. Yes, sir, that he hasn't been, right? Coming out of the campus at Miami, the king of New Jersey, right? Coming through the Miami Hurricane system. And he's now absolutely unstoppable. And then there's Amari Cooper. What? Say what, what? My only regret is for some reason I didn't pick him up for my fantasy final. I should have seen him torching the Jets on a Thursday night. I should have seen that one coming down the pike. What he did on while we were gone, lighting it up for 200-plus yards with Amari Cooper to take care of business in week 16 in Houston, by the way, which can make the playoffs, but not threatening the Cleveland Browns because they're an 11-win team. And then doing to the Jets in just one half of football to the point where Flacco could take a nap during the game. You can't make this up. The Browns can go into Baltimore and end that season. Mm-hmm. They've already gone into Baltimore and won a game this year with Deshaun Watson. And this offense, the way that Flacco runs it, is way better than the way Deshaun Watson has been running. Mm-hmm. It's better with Flacco. Facts. This is not an overreaction.
Watson,
I don't believe.
Wasn't healthy, right?
Although I'm sniffing around the edges, I believe, of a subject matter that's about to be hit of Overreaction Monday on Tuesday, Chris. Okay. I'll jump off of that subject matter for the moment and just say this. Cleveland, the way it's playing, can go into Baltimore and make it a very dicey day. Now, it does appear that there is a possibility that the Ravens can ball this up and use it to their advantage. Nobody believes in us, which number one seed teams would love to use. Love to use that. We know how Flacco can be beaten. Mm-hmm. We saw it. Lamar Jackson can sit here and say, well, there's a reason I got drafted around here. Let me show you I'm an MVP, and this is the way we're doing things around here. Joe, you're old. I'm new. That's going to be insane if that happens. And Harbaugh, you know, can ball it up and use it to his advantage as the number one seed. Because Harbaughs know how to do that, don't they? As the number one seed with 13 wins. Well, Jim's now got 14. I'm just saying, who's got it better than them right now in the NFL world? The answer's nobody. I just love what I'm seeing out in the AFC North. One more thing about the AFC North, if I may.
Sure, sure.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. What's that sound? Do you hear that sound? Do you hear the sound?
I know
where I'm going with this?
It's the sound of silence.
It's the sound of silence. Do you hear anything
darkness,
right now?
My old friend.
That's the noise on my Twitter feed the last 2 weeks from Western Pennsylvania. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, yeah. Kind of got all the yinzers out.
Isn't that interesting? Interesting. I know I'm engaging the yinzers right now, which didn't go well for me for a three-week period.
It didn't. That's true. You know, they're a spiteful
but
bunch.
Look who's in the playoff mix. What a Stones W up there in Seattle with the Seahawks playing as well as they've been playing.
Didn't see that.
Feeling
coming.
That they're going to make the playoffs in the NFC as a 7 seed, which they may still. By the way, Seattle at Dallas, that's a pretty nice week after Thanksgiving rematch in the middle of January. But look what Mike Tomlin's offense is looking like with Mason Rudolph. Look at them putting up 30 burgers like it's nothing all of a sudden.
Right? Like, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Mason Rudolph, man.
Look at that.
Rudolph starting.
And by the way, why not?
Yeah, you got to keep rolling with Mason.
Which is what you get when you got a coach like Mike Tomlin who can sit here and go, I'm making the decisions.
We're not going to apologize for winning.
Right. I'm making the decisions. I know we used a first round pick on Kenny Pickett last year, and he's got to work out, right? Because first round quarterbacks that don't work out, that's a problem for a head coach. Not when you're the Pittsburgh Steelers and you got a coach like Tomlin. It's like, I'm playing a hot hand, even though I technically should have played that hand a little sooner with Mitchell Trubisky. I get it. He's not perfect.
That's the argument,
he's not
Rich.
Perfect. I get it.
I was just there. That's
I'm
the
not,
argument.
I know.
They were 0 for Trubisky.
I know.
Why wasn't Mason playing all this
right
time?
But right now, Jalen Warren scoring touchdowns and 2 from Najee.
Najee is balling.
Najee balling right
Pickens
now.
Pickens is George clicking. Pickens. He's clicking. He's and the defense is doing its thing.
Yes. DJ.
Defense is nice.
Now, I understand what the answer will be. If he only did this, he only did that, then 10-7 might be better than missing the playoffs, which they're going to do, it does appear. If I imagine Indianapolis and Houston don't wind up a tie. I mean, the playoff scenario, do you have that for the Pittsburgh Steelers? There it is. Thank you. They got to win at Baltimore and have the Bills or Jaguars lose.
Win at Baltimore.
Stay by your phone, man. I may need you.
Now that... That's it. They have to win and have the Texans Colts tie, or the Jaguars lose, the Broncos win, and the Colts and Texans does not end in a tie. All right, so this is more than a dumb and dumber chance.
Yeah, it's what you're saying.
So if they win at Baltimore and have the Dolphins beat the Bills, Steelers are in.
Look, and Lamar's not playing. They should win this game against
Baltimore. By the way, crazy things happen. As you've noticed,
it's been a crazy season.
Crazy things happen. And so I understand what's coming. I'm setting myself up for one more thing. Steelers go to 10-7, don't make the playoffs. And the Steelers fans are like, oh, where do we put the banner of Tomlin not having a losing season again? Where do we put that banner?
Some people just
where does that banner go? Does it go up next to the old ketchup bottle? Is that where it goes, Rich? I get it. I get it. But right now, that may be coming down the pike to me. But right now, what am I hearing? Nothing. Zero. Because Tomlin just keeps waving that wand late in the season.
Abracadabra, B.
What's he doing with the play calling? What's he doing playing Pickens? What's he doing doing this? What's he doing doing that? Winning. Pickens in Seattle.
Nuts.
Winning in week 17.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Woo!
I was surprised.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, I am. I am.
Belly.
I am.
Belly's hot today.
AFC North football. Catch some. Three teams may make it. Steelers, Browns as a five seed with 12 dubs. They could be a dozen win five seed. Yes, sir. That's the way it could go, because I think they beat the Bengals. And then they're a 12 win five seed taking on the AFC South champ. I'll take the Browns in that one.
Yep.
I'll take the Browns in that one. And then the Browns will be sitting there assuming the 2 and 3 seeds win their football games. They walk into Baltimore on Super Wild Card Weekend. OMG. Wild Card Weekend.
By the way, and we might get our Tyreek Arrowhead revenge game.
Yep. If they wind up.
Beat the Dolphins.
Right. So if the Bills win, they're the 2 seed, Dolphins are the 6. Tyreek Hill goes into Arrowhead.
Yeah.
On the same weekend that potentially 3-6 has Stafford going to Detroit.
Yep.
And then if everything breaks like chalk, with the exception of the Browns winning, which is not chalk, although in my book it is.
They will be favored in the game, so it's not chalk.
Then Flacco strolls into Baltimore.
Let's go.
Right? Like this is in the ether. That's down the road. It's in the smoke.
Where do I sign?
It's in the smoke. And by the way, Kevin Stefanski, one last thing. In the history of the Cleveland Browns, I saw this stat due to NFL Network research. Two Browns coaches, only two, have had multiple seasons of 11 or more wins. Their names are Paul Brown and Kevin Stefanski. That's it. Schottenheimer, Rutigliano, all those guys, they did not have multiple seasons of 11 wins or more. Not Belichick. Paul Brown and Kevin Stefanski. How about that?
I think what else is amazing about this is, Chris, I can remember like before week 11, you told us you were looking at X, and hey, the Joe Flacco's going to the Browns. People are like, oh, okay, cool, great. Who cares?
Right.
Like, it was dismissed. Yeah. No one even cared. And now look, this Brown story is incredible, and I'm here for it.
It's great.
Game time tickets. Get the app on a mobile device right away, because you can get tickets to name the event. That's a sporting event, comedy, music, theater, in any area. Go check it out, and you will see seats right there on your phone. Two taps, you can buy tickets. And you can also buy the tickets knowing what the view from your seat looks like. You can also buy tickets knowing what the all-in pricing is. So you do not have at all any questions about how much it costs. You see, do total right up front. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co, C-O, for terms. Again, create an account, redeem the code RICH, $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Your phone calls. An overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. We're back in studio after our holiday break. Rich Eisen here. If you love football as much as we do here and want to be in the game every day, there's something the guys on my show have been enjoying. Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports. The number one daily fantasy sports app. Brockman. Tell everybody about Prize Picks and your strategy this season.
Rich, it's fun and easy. Pick two players or more based on their stats and place your entry. It takes less than 60 seconds and just a few taps. You make your picks and boom, you're part of the action. With basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League, a league created specifically for combo projections that includes two or more players from different sports and leagues. Prize Picks even has a reboot policy where your entries stay in play if one of your players gets injured. For basketball and football games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with insurance for injury. I love Prize Picks because it adds to my game time experience. Look, looking ahead this week, NFL, Jahmyr Gibbs, total yards, Tony Pollard rush yards. Boom, that's a winner.
If you're eager to test your knowledge and skills, play the game enjoyed by millions and join the Prize Picks community. Visit prizepicks.com/pigskin and use code pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code pigskin at prizepicks.com/pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply. Hey, everybody. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey.
There's one more angle of my celebratory moment in the Rose Bowl. By the way, the number of texts I got from people last night as if I played or congratulating me, it felt like a birthday. I might even get it. I just got a text from a friend of mine right now, the great Eric Champnello, who I used to do comedy with at Michigan.
Oh.
He said he got 78 texts from his friends. And he says he doesn't get that much love on his birthday. That's why I did comedy with him. He's a funny man. All right, here's the video of Dave Portnoy shooting, and we were right next to him. There's my nephew Jackie's high-fiving him. He reaches over Cooper, and there I am.
Cooper doesn't know who Dave is, right?
Excuse me, the entire game. Because Jack knows exactly who Dave is.
Of course.
Jack's a Syracuse student at present. He was telling Cooper that the guy in the maize jacket
has $1 million
on the game. Yep. And the number of times Cooper would turn to me throughout the game going, he's got $1 million on this, Dad.
Yeah. It's a big bet.
Do I have to explain to him what a milli is?
A milli?
Yeah.
I think he gets it.
It's
a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
He wins a milli.
Wins a milli.
But he, a number of times, like during the game, he's just like, Dad, and I'm like, wait a minute, there's like a third down, there's a fourth down. He goes, Dad, he's got $1 million on this.
Yep.
Dad, I know you're happy, but he's got a little win.
Like Mattress Mac.
Ballin'. And I'm like, and there's certain things on Barstool you should not be looking at.
It's fine.
No, I'm just kidding. But we are having our fun. Me and the stool prez.
I just never saw you two.
A bright jacket.
That's a tag team I never knew we needed.
Right?
But we do. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Let's take a couple phone calls here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's go to Derek in Missouri. You're here on the program. What's up, Derek?
So, Rich.
Yes, sir.
So I reported to Brett Allen that I was eligible, and I'm still waiting for a response 3 days later. Still haven't gotten one from him. What's going on with him?
Okay. Good to know you're on it, though, Derek.
But so I want to get to the point straight out.
Okay.
I believe Russell Wilson's days in Denver are outnumbered just because with the way the season has gone. I mean, don't get me wrong. Was this season much better than 2022? Yes. But the fact of the matter is, I just don't see the future being long-term for Wilson going to be the long-term guy. And the contract that he got was too much. We gave up a lot for him. First-round picks that we could have used to build towards the future.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad keeps on asking me, what do we do for a quarterback? What do we do for the future going forward? I say we got to go for a quarterback in the draft.
Maybe because, so. Maybe so.
Yeah, we have to. I mean, at this point, we have to go and pick up our own guy and not pick up somebody else's pieces moving forward, because we need to get a Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or Brock Purdy. Plain and simple. That's the way I see it.
Well, thanks for the call, Derek. Greatly appreciate it. As you know, I was in the booth for Denver's loss to the New England Patriots. Never called a game before where I looked down at my phone and somebody's begging me to show one of the teams a memo. That was weird.
Sorry, Rich.
No problem. I could still, you know, focus on the task at hand. And it was a wild night. Big finish. Chad Ryland making a field goal.
After he missed everything.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
He's the worst kicker in the NFL,
except
too,
for that 52-yarder, pal.
Jeez.
And, you know, Russell Wilson might be sitting there going, what happened? Except for the fact that all I'm hearing from my colleagues, and maybe we'll get somebody on tomorrow to discuss it, is that this concept of making sure that they're not on the hook for guaranteed money in 2025 and he needed to reconfigure his contract, this was being discussed with his representatives during the summer.
Oh, wow.
This wasn't just brought up in the bye week. This was something that was brought up in the summer, and he didn't engage in it. And it's his right to not engage in it. I signed this contract. What do you mean? And then apparently they revisited it during the bye week. I don't know. He said that they threatened them with a benching. That clearly didn't happen. And then he went on a winning streak and made it a season. And then when he lost, when the Broncos lost that night on Christmas Eve night, and it looked like they were really out of the running for the playoffs, that was going to be the end of it. And so, put it all together, they can't run the risk of him getting hurt. And suddenly, all the decisions they're thinking about making about him are decided already if he gets hurt. So, you look at the math, and it's entirely possible, by the way, that they decide to just stick with him. I don't think that's going to happen, quite honestly, because you can't bench somebody for the last 2 weeks and throw Jared Stidham out there
and be like, hey, come on back.
And say, come back. Like, yeah, we believe in you now.
No.
But if you look at the numbers for 2024, it's going to cost them as much to get rid of him as it would be to keep him. I mean, that's the phrase in divorce, right? It's cheaper to
keep
him. So I don't. Well, at least from our perspective as a man, that would be the phrase.
Yeah, it's a $35 million cap hit for next year. Dead cap, $85 million, according to the sports.
Well, but again, if they cut him, they could also spread that out over a couple of years. The cap number goes up.
Well, he could be a June 1st
right, where
release.
They split it up, yeah, over this year and next. They don't have to take their full medicine now. Yeah. But, you know, it sure looks like it's over there. And the broadcast crew did not get any sense from Sean Payton beforehand that he was done with Russell Wilson. You know, in that broadcast meeting beforehand. So, it sure looks like it's over. That is for sure.
Won the game.
Well, the fact that Sean Payton was screaming in Russ's face a few weeks ago like that was the
first
indication.
But you heard when Marshall was here. Marshall says the one thing he cannot handle is when you go over everything prepared and you don't nail it. And that's what he thought the argument was over. And yet he almost wins a game. But
that's still,
you know,
a horrible,
it doesn't.
Look,
you the number of times where they won the game because, you know, half of a struggle, three quarters of a struggle, and then ball goes up and he throws it to Cortland Sutton for a touchdown, and then things change.
But that's how Russell Wilson plays
football,
and you should have,
I
guess, known that when you acquired him. He is not an on-schedule,
well, the Broncos acquired
1-2-3 throw guy.
I think what one thing you could say for sure is Sean Payton has made a decision that Russell's not his guy.
Yeah.
That's what it appears like to me. And
well, Sean Payton and Nathaniel Hackett kind of run similar timing offenses,
well,
and Russ is not a timing player.
I don't think he wants you to mention that coach's name in the same breath as his, Christopher.
I'm just saying, the type of offense, though, it's very similar. So
it does appear to be over.
Yeah, for sure.
And the other thing, too, is, Russ, you can blame me.
You?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because last year, I was in the booth in Pittsburgh for the Christmas Eve game on NFL Network. Derek Carr and the Raiders lost, and the Raiders then benched Derek Carr for the final 2 weeks of the season because they didn't want to run the risk of getting him hurt. They benched him for Jarrett Stidham.
That's right.
And then this year, I'm in the booth for Christmas Eve. Broncos lose and then bench their quarterback for the final two games to not run the risk of getting him hurt in favor of Jarrett Stidham. So it's my fault. And Jarrett, I'll take just, what, 2%? Whatever your agent's giving you.
He owes you something.
And next year when I'm calling Christmas Eve, I don't know if there's going to be a Tuesday night game.
You saying the starter better be worried?
No, I'm just saying head on a swivel.
Man.
And the backup quarterback.
Still in the game? Oh, no.
Backup quarterback. If it's not Jarrett Stidham, you're starting.
Let's guess what veteran it could be that could lose their gig on Christmas Eve.
They're just walking in. Who's calling the game?
Let's guess.
Who's calling the game?
Stafford.
Stafford, get out of here.
The first thing we're checking when the schedule gets dropped.
Well, wherever Jimmy G's winding up. New England.
Just don't be doing a Cowboy game on Christmas, please.
Dude, Jimmy G might be starting. He might be the bridge quarterback. By the way, that could be Russell's job next year, is bridge quarterback somewhere.
Or somewhere. Pittsburgh, Atlanta, New England.
Chicago?
Maybe. Nah, they're going Caleb.
Or sticking with Justin Fields.
Nah.
Well, so that's what's up with Russ.
I go back and forth on this, man. I think they stick with Fields,
bro. That's what's up with Russ.
We got 4 months to talk about it.
We do. We do, by the way. And that is a major source of conversation. Huge. Now that the Carolina Panthers officially did not get the memo. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's do it. It's Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
All right. I like it. We're the only ones applauding.
I know, right? Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Why do I applaud, animation?
We're
like
excited.
I you know what I do? I applaud high quality production value.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Happy New Year.
Hey. Merry New Year.
Have everybody good?
I'm great.
Turkey beef time.
Great. Rich, you know who's great? It's going good in Baltimore right now. The Lombardi Trophy is the Ravens to lose.
I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that. It's theirs to lose. Does that imply they already have it?
Yeah, someone's got to take it. I would say everything plays out, they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, then I'll call that an overreaction. But if they are the ones that you believe is most likely to win it, and all they have to do is keep playing the way that they are playing, and they will win it.
Yeah.
I will say that they are the favorites right now. If you think that they are a lock to win it, then I'll push back. So what are you saying?
I'm saying it's theirs to lose.
I'm just asking you, do you believe they already have it?
Seems like it. They're playing the best.
Is he using conditional phrasing over and over again, or what?
My phrasing is on the graphic.
Yeah, I mean, that's how he's
all right, it. So it's open to my interpretation.
Literally how I typed it out last night. Vince Lombardi Trophy is the Ravens to lose. Yeah. And then I hit send.
I think they are the best team in the NFL. Yeah. They have snatched that from the 49ers in the same way that, as you said, Aqib Talib once snatched Michael Crabtree's chain.
Several times.
While he was wearing a 49er uniform.
Yeah.
So, I will say this is not an overreaction. What else, Chris?
The NFC South is a disaster. One team has to win. There's three who are eligible. But I think whoever the winner is, the NFC South winner, is beating the Eagles on Wild Card Weekend.
I'm just going to sit here and say the Eagles are going to get it together.
What evidence do you have of that?
I know.
They look terrible.
I get it.
Who is this team in green?
I don't know. Maybe Slay comes back.
And what have you done with the team that was 10-1?
Maybe Slay saves the day. I don't know. Because that defense just can't, you know.
I know why the defense stinks.
How about the kid from Illinois going the distance on a pick six from his own 3-yard line? How about that one?
That was impressive.
I know. Sidney Brown, brother of Chase.
And then Gunnar Olszewski takes the punt back. Like, what is going on?
I'm going overreaction here. That's going to be a game. You can't sit here right now and say, you know, suddenly what Heineke? If suddenly the Falcons get in and they're going to hit him with a Heineke?
Baker Mayfield, not Baker Mayfield from last week, but the one from all the previous weeks.
I get it. Boy, do the Saints have the Bucs number or what?
How about the
Saints?
And the
number is zero, by the way.
Why can't the Saints?
I get it. I hear you. I still feel the Eagles have too many talented guys. Throw it to 11. Can we throw it to 11?
Where's he been the last two weeks?
I don't know. And the funny thing is that the fans, they all wanted to run. It's so all over the map. You need him to run, and you need to throw it to 11. And they don't do anything like that.
Sirianni hot seat?
Get out of here. What's next?
This is nice. I mean, you're going to love this one.
Okay, yeah. Hey.
We love the Flacco Sants.
Flacco Sants.
Oh, baby. Trademark. By the way, trademark. Chris Brockman, 2023.
Yes.
We love the Flacco Sants. You know what the Browns should do? The Browns should trade Deshaun Watson. Start Flacco next year.
How can you argue with this?
They look better
about
with
cash
him.
Money, though, Chris. It's a lot of quan.
Great. You know who's got a lot of money? Jimmy Haslam.
Well, somebody, he said it's trade.
Trade. So guess what?
I don't know who's the trade partner.
There's an offset here. The Browns pay half his salary. What about the Falcons? They were in on him anyway, right? You agree to a situation where the Haslams pay half. Arthur Blank picks up the other half. Why not? Now the Browns wipe their hands free of Deshaun Watson. You got Flacco. He wins the Super Bowl. They're building him a statue anyway.
Think about it.
If he wins a Super Bowl, then yes.
You got to think about it.
That's a done deal.
Dude, how is this not?
Think about who's
like
coming back next year.
Up.
Nick Chubb's coming back next year.
And add
him to this offense right now?
The Flacco works perfect. And by the way, if you're saying, well, Flacco's like, this is part of the Flacco sense, I can't believe. And you're sitting here thinking he's just a statue back there. Dude, how about him taking one in the grill on Thursday night? He got hit in the face. Escaped the pocket to his left against the grain and found Jerome Ford for the touchdown. All right,
he's gonna be 40 next year, though.
And
who cares?
This is, and every all Browns fans think because of the way I reacted and acted and was all over Deshaun when everything was going haywire in his civil lawsuit days. They think I hate him, and I'm take every opportunity to carp on him and try and knock him down a peg and then extrapolate that to my feeling about the Browns writ large, even though you know that's not true.
I mean, you did like him.
I'm gonna buy this one. How do you not? That's the ultimate in playing the hot hand. Let's see how the rest of it plays out.
Yeah, like say Flacco goes to the AFC Championship. What if he beats the Ravens?
The way he's playing?
He's the best quarterback of the last month.
But I find it interesting. See, Atlanta was interested in him to begin with.
Right.
Let's go that way. See if they'll go halfsies.
Yeah, halfsies. Hey, you made this outrageous contract. You pay half. We'll pay the other half.
How old is Flacco?
We'll take.
How old is he?
He's going to be 39 on the 16th of January.
Man. Great. 39.
But if, hey, man, run it back. 29. Run it back. Run it back.
The Flacco Sons.
Good one, Chris.
They're going to be 12-5.
I'll
guys.
Buy it.
Come on now.
I'll buy it. I'll say that's not an overreaction right now.
All right. You know who's not?
Can we revisit this on our pod for when we do a season ending?
Sure.
I'm sure David when it's and all Joker over. Is probably
David
in favor
and Joker's like,
that.
Yes.
Dude.
Throw me the ball.
Dude.
Jabari Cooper?
This offense looks like it is operating far more efficiently and far more potently with Flacco in a month than it did with Watson for a full.
Well, in Deshaun's defense,
obviously he was
hurt,
rusty and he was suspended hurt. And he was hurt and all of that. Okay, got it.
I don't know. Deshaun's last good year was a long time ago.
All right, what else? Boy, you stopped me in my tracks with that
you
one.
You have.
What else? What else?
Jordan Love's going to lead the Packers to a playoff win.
All right, that's an overreaction.
This kid's amazing.
He's been spectacular. You can't. We hit this on the pod. You can't extrapolate touchdowns to how great he's going to be in his career. And this is what, he's got 30 touchdowns this year?
30 touchdowns this year. Aaron Rodgers in his first year as Packers starter, 28 touchdowns.
I got it.
And 30 is more. Brett Favre in his first year as Packers starter, 18 touchdowns, 30 is
more. They're playing way too inconsistently. That defense, man.
Doesn't matter if they're going to score 35 every game.
Hey, is Jaren Hall walking through that door when they're in Dallas in the first weekend of the wild card weekend?
No, but Mike McCarthy is, and we know what he does in the playoffs.
Is the defensive coordinator walking through that door if they're facing CeeDee Lamb?
With the Packers.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. So, it's a team game. I'm going to call this an overreaction at present, even though about a month and a half ago, I'm like, they're going to be the proverbial team you don't want to face.
I don't think you want to face them.
We'll play
in the playoffs.
Did you just ask for him?
I ain't scared of nobody.
Okay.
Except for the team up north.
He's just loving our new drop. He's loving that new. He's loving the new Jimmy Johnson drop. You're feeling
all the feelings back, man.
He's feeling it.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, you can hit it if you hear it. That's the new one.
Jimmy's 80. He's getting it done.
You got one more?
A couple college ones real quick.
Okay, what do you got?
I know your guys won in overtime yesterday, but college football should adopt the NFL overtime rule.
I'm
not down with the college overtime.
I have never liked the college overtime because it takes punting out of the equation.
Make them play for real.
And by the way, Alabama had a major advantage in the punting game.
By the way, 2 feet away from
major
a safety, maybe touchdown
advantage in the punt
at the
game,
end of that game
in the Rose Bowl, and the overtime removes it. I was happy to remove the punt game.
Yes.
From the equation.
You sure were.
So anything that takes the punt game out. You know how I feel. Hashtag for the brand.
Of course. Three phases of football.
Hundreds of people, too.
Not two.
Yeah. And?
Michael Penix, he's playing himself into the first round.
Oh, I think he's already there, don't you?
I don't.
You don't?
Nah, most mocks have him middle second. He's got injury questions. He's an older college player. Most scouts saying he peaked. That was a great ball.
Again, we'll discuss this.
He's balling.
I wouldn't call this an overreaction right now. I wouldn't call that. I'm sure I'm going to hear nonstop during the national championship game next week, Michigan versus Washington, from the 12-year-old to my right or left, who is a diehard Patriot fan because of his mother. You know, will J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix be the next Patriots quarterback?
Nah, too early for both those guys, but...
That's what he'll be saying.
Too early.
He wants J.J. McCarthy in a Patriot uniform in the worst way.
We want Jane Daniels.
My boy.
Tell Cooper Jane Daniels.
Okay, well, you could tell him yourself. When you're offering him a trade that he won't take in our fantasy basketball.
He's an idiot.
All right. Did you just call my 12-year-old son an idiot?
Wow. No, he called the GM of the Tatum
decision talks. Not to take my offer at the beginning of the season is proven to be idiotic.
Not your son, the GM of the team is who he was.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
Separation church and state.
Because that sounded like fighting words to me.
I understand what you're saying.
I offered him a genius deal, and he turned it down.
I mean, if you feel you got to swing on him, then I'm here for it.
There are, in terms of people in the world, you can't talk that way
Coop
to my
high
face
on your
about.
List.
There's, well, I mean, just in terms of males, Cooper, Evan, Eisen, Xander, Kip Eisen, Baker Mayfield,
Brock Purdy.
And
Kyle Hamilton.
You don't say those words. Yeah.
Jalen Hurts too. Like I said, he was.
Yeah. Well, and that's why when you said to me before moments ago, the Eagles are going to be one and done at the home of the NFC South champ. Yeah. I had to push back. All right. I appreciate that.
Are you guys going
to
fight?
All up to the calling my son an idiot part.
The GM, his GM moves are idiotic.
Right. I'm going to record this when we go to commercial.
Okay. Just love you.
When we come back, podcast news. Podcast news, Rich Eisen Podcast Network news. We're adding a new member to the family.
Hey, shake up the world with
this
one.
Wait till you hear who it is. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Welcome to Talkville, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Karen, what you got?
Hi, guys. Karen Athalam from Australia with a quick question for season 3 Talisman. That knife wound healing scene was so powerful. Tom, what was it like to do that scene with John as your director?
It's great that I was with those people because when your eyes are closed and someone is supposedly going to stab you in the chest, you have to really trust that they're not going to hurt you. So yeah. I was in good hands with John.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
It was 96, and it was the week before the Michigan-Ohio State game. You know, I got to practice. I wasn't feeling well. My back was a little tight, and I told the trainer, you know, my back is not feeling right. He was like, oh, you know what? Don't worry about it. So, you know, we're in practice, and he calls me over a couple of times.
Coach Carr.
Yeah. You know, he was like, you know, you're not paying attention. He said, hey, if you're not going to pay attention, then you can just leave. And I turned around. I walked out the field, walked into the locker room, put my clothes back on. I walked to the dorm, and I was like, man, I'm transferring. I'm out of here.
You walked out on Coach Carr and Michigan practice, Ohio State week, saying, I'm leaving.
I'm gone. Going to Coach Carr's office. You know, he asked me a question. He's like, you think you justified yourself by walking off the field? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I don't think you had to make an example out of me. He was like, you know what? Well, you're not playing this week. I walked back down to Vance Beffer's office. He was like, I told you. Just go down there and just apologize. You know what? Picks up the phone. I don't know what he's doing.
Uh-huh.
Miss Woodson, I told this boy to go down there and apologize, and that's all he had to do. Here, you talk to him. So I'm talking to my mom. She was like, "What's the problem?" I'm like, my coach wants me to go down there and apologize. I'm like, I'm not apologizing. She was like, Charles. She said, I understand. I know you're mad and you're angry. She said, if you're not going to apologize for yourself, then do it for me.
Oh, boy.
Come on, man. So I said, okay. I get up. I go down.
Did it for mom.
I did it for mom, man. Apologized to coach. He said, well, you know what? Good, Charles. You're playing this week.
My Hall of Fame friend coming up in 10 minutes. Talking about everything back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to tell. Just got a call saying I have to hold off on our podcast
tonight. Oh, okay.
So that'll be for another day.
All right.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here on the program. Terzo and I will all rise. Let's take your phone call. What's up, Terzo? How are you, sir?
Doing well, guys. Doing well. Happy New Year to you and the rest of the group, man.
Same to you.
Terzo, hope you guys had a good New Year break. Bro. Hey, so Rich, I'm happy that I was on the same side as Mr. Portnoy on the Michigan, but I didn't have that many zeros attached.
Nice.
To my bet.
Okay. See, was it a hundy? It was a hundy. It wasn't a milli. It was a hundy. Is that what it was? 50?
It was about a unit. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
But I was happy to root for your team, and okay. It's going to be a fun game next week.
Okay.
But I do agree with you. Like, these games are so long. I didn't get to bed till 12:30 watching the Texas-Washington game, and it feels like I'm more on my phone than I'm actually watching the game, which takes away from a lot of the fun of it.
Yeah, I hear you. But what are you going to do?
And so,
what are you going to do, man?
The only thing that, like, I think your suggestion is great is just try and, you know, allow for Dr. Pepper to have their screen time, but cut out the 3 minutes of commercials.
I don't know what it is. It just takes too long, but I think we're in the minority. I don't know who's complaining about it. I know I do. I know my 12-year-old was like, couldn't believe that we were taking another commercial break in the Rose Bowl. And, you know, obviously sitting at home, you're watching commercials. You get to get up and go somewhere else in a stadium. You're just staring into space, you know. So, but Happy New Year to you, Terzo. Congratulations on your Niners winning the one seed. So that's good news.
Well, and the fun part about that is I wish we could knock out the Rams this week.
You might, you know.
But
oh, no, the Rams clinched, so
I think we need
too bad.
Yeah, they clinched, yeah.
Yep.
And so if we do lose, though, my Niners go 12-5, and that's what I predicted.
There you go. And that's what matters most is being right, as you know. Thank you, Terzo in Iowa. Happy New Year.
Who's ready for Carson Wentz versus Sam Darnold on Sunday?
Could be that. A battle of the second and third overall picks of the draft.
I think that's kind of a sneaky, fun QB matchup. Guys auditioning for jobs next year.
Week 18 schedule right there. Ravens and Steelers. Steelers need to win it and then hope for a tie in the night game. Or if not, then hope for a Bills or Jaguars loss. The Jaguars are in Tennessee. We're assuming Trevor Lawrence is going to be back for that. And then there's the Bills and Dolphins. I mean, that's the one that could put the Steelers in the playoffs. That might be a win-and-in scenario for Buffalo, man. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. They could be either, like, if the Steelers win.
That's crazy.
Hold on a minute. Let's say the Steelers win and that game doesn't end in a tie on Saturday night between the Texans and the Colts. the Bills-Dolphins could be an elimination game for the Bills. The Bills are either out or in as the two seed. Remember we were talking about that as a wild scenario? And that's possible.
Crazy. I love it.
That's possible.
It's the perfect cap to an insane season.
In general, you're talking about.
In general, a scenario in which a team is either the two seed or out just kind of encapsulates what crazy year this has been.
But again,
all the quarterbacks, the refereeing.
They win the division with a win. It's amazing. They win a division with a win at Miami. I've never seen a playoff scenario like the one on the screen right now for our radio audience. It says clinch AFC East division with a win at Miami. And there's no other scenario under which they can clinch the division win.
That's it.
But they do not clinch a playoff berth with a win. They need other results to clinch a playoff berth.
If they lose.
Right. Just a playoff, straight playoff berth.
Right.
Right. So what I'm saying is that normally you see a win and other scenarios to clinch your playoff spot. Just to clinch a straight playoff berth, if they lose, they need other results. Mm-hmm. So this is a scenario where their win, they're the two seed, and they clinch a playoff berth, by the way, with a tie against the Dolphins. Dude, this is nutty.
And of course, the Dolphins losing Bradley
Chubb. Basically,
the
Bills can go into the playoffs with a possibility of two home playoff games in Western New York or not make it at all. How insane is that?
Wow.
And one other thing.
What's that?
How about the Los Angeles Rams clinching a playoff spot by week 17?
Unreal.
How about that? How about they're in? How about Puka freaking Nacua?
He's going to set the rookie receiving record.
Dude, he's unbelievable. They are in. The Rams are in. And unless something absolutely haywire happens where the Cowboys wind up losing and the Eagles get in or whatever and the Lions somehow win. Let's say the Cowboys and Eagles both lose and the Lions win. That's the only scenario under which the Rams don't visit Detroit to start the playoffs. Stafford's going to Detroit and Jared Goff's taking on the team that sent him to Detroit for Stafford. That's it. That's nuts. It's
crazy.
And then the sniffing it. I mean, who's going to be seven to go visit Dallas? Who's that going to be?
The worst team possibly. Hope
Green Bay, baby.
I mean, Green Bay at Dallas. I mean, that'll be a lot of memory lane video to set that up. You know, that's for sure. Charles Woodson coming up hour three. More of your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. But the Rams made the playoffs. And nobody thought that was possible. Everybody thought that that letter, the COO, the team president of the Rams, our, my buddy Kevin Demoff sent everybody in March after the new league year where they trade away Jalen Ramsey. And everybody's wondering, oh, the Rams are just going to have to pay off their credit card for their Super Bowl win and they're toast because Stafford's done and McVay thought about leaving and who's going to run the ball. And they were too banged up on offense and all these draft choices they have are going to leave them too green. And they're in the playoffs. And by the way, they can win that first round game. And who do you think San Francisco wants to see last walking into their house for divisional playoff weekend is this team. Built to basically beat them. With a coach that is locked in on how to beat them despite having such trouble doing it in the regular season. I love it.
Love it.
The playoffs are set up to be lit.
Crazy.
Puka Nacua.
It's gonna be great.
Rookie of the year, potentially, offensively. And is Stafford the comeback player of the year, if you want to use it as the way that this award used to be for players coming back from injury, right, as opposed to mediocrity or lack of opportunity? Los Angeles Rams are in. And we're set for hour number three on the Rich Eisen Show. My Pro Football Hall of Fame and Michigan Wolverine legend friend, Charles Woodson, coming up.
how wrestling really works and how you get the ratings. Eric Bischoff and Conrad Thompson explain on 83 Weeks.
I mean, I dig Jey Uso because he's born out of great storytelling and he lived up to the opportunity and exceeded it. The LA Knight, he's way up on my list because here's a guy that's been around for almost ever, should have probably quit a half a dozen times, and he just forced his way into their life. And now he's making money hand over fist. That is a story I love.
83 Weeks on YouTube or wherever you listen.